We are all Karma Yogis, is it? Baba has given us the title Karma Yogis, Jnana Yogis. Jnana, knowledge is there, and on the basis of we are doing yoga, meditation. We have not renounced karma. We are performing the actions, we are doing our actions, and at the same time we are remembering the God also. To have balance in these two is the aim of this life, and that takes us to success. Is it? This is what Baba says. So how can we become Karma Yogis? First thing is, let us ask a question to ourselves, that have we become Karma Yogis to the same level what Baba expects from us? And if we have, what are the reflections and results in our daily life? What we want, what we are expecting, are we getting the same thing from the life, from the surroundings? This is the third question. Because this is an organization which we all know is for spirituality, well known for spirituality. Or it is a spiritual organization where the spirit uplifts itself through the great, through the elevated karmas. First level spirituality is a school for knowledge and wisdom. The elevated actions are performed on the basis of two factors. One, knowledge. Another is the wisdom. On the basis of these two, we purify our karmas. We purify our thoughts. Thereby, we are taking these thoughts to the higher levels. So at the primary level, spirituality is a school for knowledge and wisdom. We are getting the knowledge. Before also we gain the mastery over the subjects. When we go to the universities, of course, we get the master's degree. Master of Science, Master of Arts, Master of Commerce, Master of Engineering. That we get them degrees in that specialization or in that particular subject. But here we become the masters of our life. We become the masters of our mind. We become the masters of our thought. Because thought is the seed of our action. Is it? Is it? Is it? This is at the first level. When we have this knowledge, surely we will be wise. And, when we want to change, samskara is the past. And now we are in the present. We have to change the past so that we can have a better future. That we can do only in the present. Is it? Without the past, the present has not come. And without the present, the future is not going to come. This is the knowledge. And what all is already being done, we can't change. But the result and reflection is before, and on the basis of that, if we change our thought pattern, surely the samskars are going to change. And the result is in the future. This is knowledge. Knowledge is not that way, what is there above, what is there below. That we learn in the subjects there, the schools and colleges. But here we learn what is there within. We study the world within, the inner world. Outer world we have studied in the schools and colleges. But here we go within, we see within, we transform within, and we come out. So yoga is at the primary level a journey within. It is an inner journey, huh? Which one? Yoga is at the primary level an inner journey. We go within. Then it is an upper journey. We take out all our animal instincts. We take all our weaknesses out. We transform them. We go to the higher levels. Then it is an outward journey. At the third level, it is an outward journey. We act and react with the surroundings. There we experience a change. First we go within, we see within. It is an inner journey. Self-realization. First aspect is self-realization. Self-realization, the second step there is self-transformation. We try to transform the self there, not the world around. This also is the knowledge aspect. We try to transform our thoughts. We try to transform our attitudes. We try to transform our words. We try to transform our actions. So first level, self-realization. See, for example, we can see the whole world through these eyes. If some particle falls in one of the eye, we can't see that through the other. Though the eyes are the instruments to see the world around, they are a failure to see themselves. That time we need a mirror. Is it? Through a mirror only, with the help of a mirror only, we are able to see the spot or the particle which is there. Though they are able to see the world, they can't see themselves. That time they need a mirror. The same way, we are able to see the world around, but we are unable to see. And Baba gives us a mirror called mirror of knowledge. And in that we try to see ourselves. We try to see ourselves. What we see in that is our own thought, our own feelings, our own experiences. That all is there in the world within. And according to that, we will be acting and reacting with the world around. So it is rightly said, I think, we don't see the world as it is, but we see the world as we are. We don't see as it is, we never see the world as it is, but we see as we are. As we are, we see the world. This also counts for the knowledge aspect. So spirituality is a school for knowledge and wisdom. On the basis of these all factors, we become wise. First, with self-realization, and at the later level, with the self-transformation, and at the final level, with self-empowerment, empowering the self. We first realize what we are, from where we have come, where we have to go, what we are supposed to do in between. We have already come, we are supposed to go, it is sure before. And what we have to do in between, it must be clear. Because if we purchase a computer, if we purchase a camera, if we purchase a TV, we get a guarantee card of 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, for which we are giving our whole life, we don't have a guarantee card, even of a single second. Single second, we don't have a guarantee card of this, for this. So this also is the knowledge aspect. We have already come in this world, and while coming, we didn't bring the world. We came all alone. With the sanskar, what we say, the effect or the result of our karma. We came with that, and there we say, luck and bad luck, that's all. We came with those two as the companions, luck and bad luck. They are the two companions. Wherever we are, wherever we hide ourselves from, these two will find us out. This is the result of karma. And this factor is also the knowledge factor. So at the primary level, spirituality is a school for knowledge and for wisdom. On the basis of this knowledge, we become wise. And this is the spiritual wisdom. There also we were wise. We knew so many things. Here also we are becoming wiser and wiser day by day. What wisdom we are gaining here is the spiritual wisdom. What we did and what is before. If we change today, how our tomorrow will change. This is also wisdom. So we are gaining our wisdom. We are improving our level of empowerment through the practice of spirituality. So, I think we have all seen a rainbow. We have all seen. When a ray of light falls on the prism, the same way, 7 colors are emitted through that prism. The same way, when spirituality becomes a part and parcel of our life, surely 7 colors are emitted from our life. First color that is emitted is that of virtues. First color is that of virtues. We don't preach. We don't teach. We don't give big lectures on values. Our life speaks. Our karmas speak. What peace is, we need not give thesis, we need not submit thesis to the university. What peace is, we experience and we make others to experience. So the first color that is emitted from our life when we start practicing spirituality is that of virtues. And on the basis of the first value, we have the second value inculcated in our life, which also is reflected in our life, in our behavior, is that of holistic health. We will be healthy first physically, then mentally, then emotionally, then intellectually, then socially, five spiritually. We will be healthy. We will become more healthy. Physically, okay. Mentally, also okay, because we are then able to transform our negative thoughts into positive thoughts. We are then able to transform our weak thoughts into the best thoughts, the destructive thoughts into the creative thoughts. We have then the capacity to apply a break. No, I should not. This all is related to body consciousness, and I have to transform. That change brings about total transformation. So this is the second color that is emitted through our life, holistic health. And on the basis of these two colors, the third color that is emitted is, we become more optimistic. Third color is that of optimism. Pessimism is increasing in the world. No. But we, though destruction is before, we know. We are not pessimistic about that. We are even optimistic about the destruction also. Because after that also, something good is going to happen. Heaven is going to come. Everything will be okay. Everything will be set right. We are optimistic. Depending upon these three colors, the fourth color that is emitted through our life will be relaxation. We will be relaxed. We don't have tension. Do we have a tension? Do we have tension? Karma yogis don't have tension. If they are experiencing tension, they don't have the balance of karma and yoga. Just to check, this is the checklist. Why there is tension? In Hindi, there are three fine words. One is lagav, another is jhukav, third one is dabav. The result of these three is tanav. The lagav is attachment, attractions, pushes and pulls for the world, for the worldly being and the worldly property. Whatever is there, the pushes, pulls, the attractions and the attachments. When it is there, these will be dragging us, and then also we experience tension. Another is when we have these attractions and attachments or pushes and pulls, surely our mind is there bowing down before. If we are not interested in that, we will not. Totally, we will be detached from that. So Baba uses a very beautiful word, detached observer. We are observing everything, but within we are detached. A very beautiful and very meaningful word. In the practical life, the one who observes cannot be detached. Even a commentator is also not detached. He is involved in that. Is it a cricket commentator? He is not detached. He will be experiencing all his emotions. He will be expressing all his emotions in that commentary. He also is not detached. But beautiful word Baba uses here is detached observer. See a tree, but don't say a tree. This must be the stage. See a tree, but don't say a tree. When we have this stage, surely then we can certify ourselves as the karma yogis. This is the fourth aspect, relaxation. Relaxation is nothing but the other phase of the meditation. Attention without tension is meditation. It's a very very good definition for meditation. Attention without tension is meditation. To wake up early in the morning at 3:30 or 4 o'clock, if it becomes a tense thought, if it is it creates tension in us and we don't get sleep in the night, it is not at all meditation. What do we meditate in the meditation? Amritvela, what do we meditate? No. So attention must be there for each and every action, because we can't run away from this physical world. As long as we have these physical organs, we will be doing one or the other action in this physical world. And if it becomes attention, surely it is karma bhoga. We are affected by the results of our karma. So instead of becoming karma bhogi, Baba teaches us karma yogi life. Don't run away from this. Be there. But the results and reflections of your karma don't make you to weep. Don't make you to cry. Don't make you to repent. This attention we must have. We should not repent for the karma or the actions which we have performed. Then only we will be in a state of relaxation even when we are in action. That is what we see in our dadis. They are doing one or the other thing, one or the other thing. They are busy with one or the other seva. But still, they don't have the tension of that. So the fourth color that is emitted from a karma yogi life is relaxation. When we have virtues inculcated, when we have the holistic health, when we are optimistic about what, he makes it cold. If it is cold, he makes it hot. But if this is hot, is there any instrument given by the scientists to calm down the temperature, make it hot? Is there any instrument which can calm down? No. Even if there is, it is temporary. They give some medicines, they make us sleep. But that also again is temporary and it has a side effect. But here we have to practice. But to our bad luck, our nature is, as given by Swami Vivekananda, man as a rule is a fool. He finally gives his statement, man as a rule is a fool. He was not a fool to give such a statement. He analyzes it further. When it is hot, he wants it to be cold. When it is cold, he wants it to be hot. He always grumbles for what is not. For what is not, he always will be grumbling. He will be murmuring. And what is there before him, he never accepts. And so he is a failure in the life. So he is experiencing tension. So he is experiencing one or the other form of ill health. But a karma yogi who has inculcated virtues or values in his life, who has developed the health, the holistic health, who is optimistic always, who is experiencing relaxation while in action, surely is able to manage the self. And the one who knows self-management, surely he knows what to change and why to change. He has the mastery over this. What I have to change? Surely change is the rule of the universe. The scenes are changing every minute into the efficiencies or the strengths. When we are able to recognize our weaknesses and transform them into strengths, surely the present is going to change and the future will be more delightful. So the sixth color that is emitted from our life when we are really karma yogis is better future. Sorry, behavioral change. Sixth color is behavioral change, and on the basis of the behavioral change in the present, we have a better future. These are the seven colors that are emitted. First is that of virtues. Second is that of holistic health on the basis of the virtues inculcated. Because if we have the negativity in the thought, surely that is going to reflect on the physical body. And these days, the word psychosomatic diseases, they are more popular. That is the reflection of the mind on the body. So when we are optimistic, third color. Fourth is relaxation we have. That is the fourth color. When we have these four colors, one of virtues, holistic health, optimism and relaxation, we have the fifth color that is emitted, self-management. Because we are able to realize the self, we are able to transform the self, so we have empowered the self. Third level, self-empowerment. We only empower ourselves. There is no one. Everyone will guide, they will show the path, but we have to keep our step in that path. This is the sixth color. Behavior change. And when we have a change in the behavior, surely the resultant reflection is better future. That's all. Because when a lion comes before a lion, it's not afraid of. When a serpent comes before a serpent, that also is not afraid of. When a leopard comes before a leopard, that also is not afraid of. But where we are living, when a human being comes before a human being, himself is afraid of. Is it? When a lion comes before, we can understand what it is going to do. If a serpent comes before, then also we can estimate what it's going to do. But a person, a man comes before, what he is going to do and what can he do, what he can't do, we can't. Right? I don't know you have heard, studied or not. In Sanskrit, have you heard this language? One language is there. India, Sanskrit. Sometimes Baba also uses. Ascharyavat bananti bhaganti. There is one language called Sanskrit here. It's somewhat very famous here. All the scriptures were written in that language. There the poet very nicely explains the present scenario. He says, Takshakasya visham dante, means the poison of a serpent is only in its tooth. Only in one part, though it is poisonous, though the serpent is poisonous, the poison is not spread throughout the body. It is only in one part, in its tooth. If we are able to remove that tooth, it is no longer poisonous. We can play with that. The second poisonous creature is the honeybee. Its poison is in the head, honeybee, its poison is. And the third one is the scorpion, and its poison is at the tip of its tail. At the tip of its tail the poison is, but durjanasya sarva angecha. The poison of a wicked person is from top to bottom. Poison is in his thought, poison is in his drishti eyes, in his eyes. It is in his words, it is in his actions. So whatever is there inside only is going to exchange with the world around. What else can he? What is there within only he will be exchanging through the thoughts, through the eyes, through the words, through the actions, through. He will be exchanging the same poison. But now we have recognized, now we have accepted that there is poison within. And when we have a strong will to transform, surely our future is more better. This is what spirituality teaches us. So at the second level, spirituality is a hospital for self-control and self-improvement. We need not try to improve others. We should. This is what is taught in spirituality. And the true karma yogi practices this. So condition your mind, then you will be conditioned under all conditions. Don't try to condition the world around. It is never conditioned until you are conditioned. Try to condition. What you try to condition? Your own self. Condition your mind. Then you will be conditioned under all conditions. What, sister? What honesty? To be honest, to be truthful, these are all values. When we are able to inculcate these values, surely we are conditioning our mind. That is the process. We are conditioning ourselves. When we are able to condition ourselves, surely everything will be conditioned. The mistake what we do is, we try to condition the world around. Then the resultant reflection Let it change me. This is our attitude. So we are a failure in the life. We become karma bhogis. We will be affected by our own actions, the results of the actions. So there are four types of people in the world. First type of people have the mental attitude that he is okay, he is okay, he is okay, and he is okay, but I am not okay. See, everyone has everything, but God, while giving, he forgot me only. So all the time they will be weeping, they will be crying, they will be repenting, they will be totally upset. Totally they have the inferiority complex. They are not happy with their life because they also are karma bhogis. They have not balanced karma and yoga. They will never be successful in their life. Second type of people are, he is not okay, he is not okay, he is not okay, but I am the most okay and perfect person on this earth. Mere jaisa koi nahi, nobody is equal to me. I am the most okay and perfect person. So I am not happy because nobody is to my level. Superiority complex. That attitude also will not take us to success. There is also imbalance in karma and yoga. And third type of people are those who have the mental attitude that he also is not okay, he also is not okay, and I am also not okay, nothing is okay, nothing is going to be okay. This will go. These also will never reach success. They also have not balanced this karma and yoga. Sometimes this is more, sometimes that is more. These also have. But we have to transform all these three attitudes into only one. He also is okay, he also is okay, he also is okay, and I am also okay. Everything is okay. Because we are the actors of this unlimited drama. Some are heroes, some are heroines, some are villains, some are side actors, some are supporting actors. With all these, only the story ends and starts, continues. This must be our attitude. And for that also, the balance in karma and yoga is required. So, at the second level, spirituality is for self-control. The more we are able to control ourselves, our emotions, our thought pattern, our attitude, we will be able to improve the self. There is self-improvement. And at the third level, spirituality is a tool for transforming our weaknesses into strength, our failure into success. That's all. We all want to be successful in our life, but some or the other time we will be experiencing failure, and so because of the imbalance in karma and yoga, we will not be happy, we will not be contented with our life. So at the third level, it is a tool. The more the hammer to the stone, it becomes a very beautiful idol. No hammering, the stone will be put on the steps. Is it? If it becomes a very beautiful idol, it will be in the temple. Everyone will go and bow down before the same. That also is a stone, this also is a stone. It is the difference between the two. Hammering. Hammering is the difference. And this makes us more perfect. So spirituality at the third level improves or develops our willpower. Beautiful words in Hindi are Atma Shakti, Atma Vishwas, Atma Bal. These willpower is developed. And on the basis of this, we have Atma Tripti, Atma Anand, bliss, eternal bliss, and contentment within. And that is the utmost goal of a Karma Yogi. So to become Karma Yogi, of course we have to have balance between karma and yoga, but the five essence or the five key points in the form of successful milestones are the first one, soul consciousness, 5 S. 5 S, if we remember to have the balance between our karma and yoga, our first one, soul consciousness. This is the first key point. Must have always soul consciousness, balance of mind. This was taught by the great guru of Bhagavad Gita to the great disciple Arjuna. Every time Baba uses the word Gita, 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 Gita ka sar, the sense of Gita is sthita prajna. Have balance in your consciousness. Because tears and smiles make the music of life. In the life, tears also are there, smiles also are there. What mistake we do in our life is, we want only smiles. We run away from the tears, so tears follow us. They don't leave us. What are there? Accept. Accept. Samatvam yogaha ucchate. Balance, balance, balance. And this is what is taught. This is the essence of Gita. Because we have fame and defeat. We have loss and profit. We have success and defeat. All extreme conditions are bound to come and they will come. They will come. We can't run away from these. They will follow us wherever we are. They will find out us wherever we hide ourselves from these. And the two terms are luck and bad luck. They will find out. Why to run away? When we are supposed to caught, when we are sure we will be caught by this, why to run away again? Waste efforts. Not necessary. Just accept. When we have this courage within, when we have this positivity, when we have this strong willpower, surely we will be heading towards our success. That will be the first milestone. To have balance, have consciousness, stable consciousness, soul consciousness. This is the first milestone. And the second milestone is, the second key point is, surrender intellect. You surrender your intellect to the Supreme. As long as we surrender our intellect to these people, or this property, or this position, or this power, or this possession, we will be experiencing an imbalance between karma and yoga. When we are performing yoga, when we are performing action, the other will be disturbing us. There will be imbalance. So when we surrender our intellect to the Supreme, surely, He will take care of our decision. When there is impartiality in our decision, when there is purity in our decision, surely the decision which we are going to perform the action, the result of which we need not repent for. We will not be repenting for. Arre, kya kar diya? No. Arre, aisa nahi karna tha, I should not have done like this. No. What all will be done in the remembrance of the Supreme will be perfect and will be correct. This is the second step. Second. This is the second point. And on the basis of this, we head towards the success or a balanced life. The third is smile on the face. This is the third one. Because we see, 50-100 years ago, I think, in India especially, we didn't have any beauty parlors. We were unaware of the word beauty parlor. Beauty salon, what you say, I don't know. Because then people were not interested in the external beauty, each one was interested in the inner beauty. I think you know, a live example, Aishwarya Rai at least was awarded with the Miss Universe Award. The one which is very famous in the world for her external beauty. Is it? For her external beauty she was awarded. But contrary to that, the Mother Teresa was also awarded for her inner beauty. Inner beauty when she had no hair, when she had no... totally she was ugly. That time she was awarded. Why for she was awarded? For the compassion she had for the... That was her inner beauty. The sympathy she had, the compassion she had, that got the word. So, external beauty is surely going to vanish one or the other day. But the internal beauty is going to flourish. And here, Baba teaches us, to beautify the souls with these cosmetics. Their snow is there, powder is there, lipstick is there. So many cosmetics are there. Is it? Fair and lovely. There is an advertisement. Is it? Fair forever. With that at least they never become fair forever. Or will they become fair? They will become fair because the chemicals are there. And those chemicals are going to reduce the melanin content. It will become fair. Okay. But they can't lead a lovely and lively life with that fair and lovely. Can they lead? Can they lead? Can they lead a lovely and lively life with that? No. For that we need these values as the cosmetics to beautify the soul. This is the third S. To have the balance. Smilingly you face the situation. Because it is the result and reflection of my own karma which I performed in the past. Without the past, the present didn't come. It is my result and reflection of, it is the reflection and result of my own karma which I had done in the past. Because three types of karmas we will be performing. One is instant. Instant we get the result. Second is cumulative. We do, after some time we get the result. Accumulated we are doing. And that all is accumulated and one or the other day that is going to come and it has come. Why to weep? Why to cry? Is it? If we are thirsty, we go get one glass and drink a glass of water and thirst is vanished, quenched. It is. Okay, finished. This is the first type of karma. And second type of karma is cumulative. A student takes admission, he'll go to the school or college the whole year, he'll appear for the examination. After 15 days or a month, the results are announced. The result is after 1 year. It is cumulative. The whole year performance is reflected after an year. Is it? This is a cumulative. But we have accumulated 63 birth, action and the results. And they all are come. They all are supposed to come. They will come. It is sure. It is. When they have come, when they are before us, why to weep? Why to cry? It is our own result. Because I think you have also heard a popular saying, you can count the number of seeds in an apple, but you can't count the number of apples in a seed. Is it? You can count how many seeds are there in an apple now. 7 are there, 8 are there, 10 are there. But with that one single seed, how many apples are going to emerge? Going to come in the near future? We don't know. What we sowed is before us in the present. What we do in the present is surely going to come in the future. This is the knowledge aspect, and when this is before, why to worry, why to cry? So to have balance, this is the third key point. Smile on the face. Smilingly, you face the situation with positivity. Then you will be successful. This is the third S. Fourth S is sweetness on the tongue. If we have again imbalance in karma and yoga, surely it is going to be reflected through our words. I think you have all heard, tongue has no bones but it can break bones. It has no bones. But it is so powerful, I told, it can break thousands and lakhs of bones at a time. And the Mahabharata battle was because of the one word spoken with ego. Andhasya putraha andhaha. That was the seed sown by the great heroine of that great epic. And the result was the Mahabharata great battle. Draupadi. She was the heroine of that story. Andeka aulad andha. The child of a blind, also a blind. Because Dhritarashtra king was blind and his son, though he was able to see, he was unable to see the inner world through his third eye. So she says, blind. And that word was the seed for that Mahabharata battle. So, tongue has no bones but it can break bones. If we use a single word which hurts anyone, or with the words which are heard by someone else, surely will bring about a imbalance in our life or in others' life. So the words spoken should also be paid attention before they come out. Otherwise, surely here or there the imbalance is created. This is the fourth key point, to have balance. And the main foundation is fifth one, simplicity in life. This is very, very, very important, because simplicity is very near to spirituality, and the two will take us to success. Because simple living and high thinking. When the standard of living is high, surely the level of thinking is also high. Where the level of thinking is high, surely percentage of negativity, percentage of destructivity, percentage of weakness is reduced, and surely the positivity percentage, the effectivity percentage, and the creativity percentage will take us to success. So these are the five ways to maintain a balance in karma and yoga. Soul consciousness, surrender intellect, smile on the face, sweetness on the tongue, and simplicity in life. And that makes us a karma yogi life, which will reflect virtues, which will reflect the positive health or the holistic health, which will reflect the optimism, which will reflect relaxation, which will reflect the self-management, which will reflect the behavioral change, which will reflect ultimately a better future. Okay, those are the seven colors that are emitted through our karma yogi life. I wish you all a karma yogi life, a successful life. Thank you. Om Shanti.